So, I thought people might actually be interested in the backstory to this piece, to this paper, which is actually quite close to my heart in a very literal way, because it has to do with my first ever experience of heartbreak. So that's the seed, I guess, from which this paper grew. And so I remember I'd broken up with one of my exes, and I just remember during this time I thought these wild, overblown things, you know, that oh, I'm never going to love anyone like that again. Oh God, like I'm awful. Of course he doesn't like me. And I remember, you know, even at the time thinking, oh, you know, this is a bit much. So what I did was I started Googling around to look at whether, you know, do other people think like this following a breakup, right? And I'd not quite had such an extensive one before, so this is all new to me. And it turns out people do. People think these kinds of overblown things when they break up. And as I started thinking about this more and more, I thought, oh, you know, other experiences are a bit like this. And then I started doing a little bit of a sneaky thing, which is I started writing down the sorts of thoughts my friends and peers and things had when they were going through experiences. So one of my friends lost their grandmother. That's where a lot of that work on grief comes from. And then I started this, and I'm ashamed to say, writing down the sorts of things my friends were thinking as they got rejections, as they were applying for graduate school and later for postdocs. So that's the other case study in the paper. And, you know, I'd had a lot of therapy, and what was really striking about these thoughts were that they were indistinguishable from the sorts of thoughts that I'd been identified by cognitive behavioral therapy to look at and go, these are distorted thoughts. These are the ones we need to do something about. So I thought, oh, there's a really interesting study here, right, about the fact that cognitive behavioral therapy blurs the line between mental health issues like depression and just perfectly ordinary experiences like heartbreak, which I thought was kind of problematic. It's an issue that you see talked about a lot in psychiatry, but not so much therapy. So, yeah, so this is the background to the piece, and I hope you enjoy it.